The dams are at 36.2% full. That's down by 0.6 of a percentage point over last week. And the fact that it is down by less than the 1 percentage point of the previous week is due to the fact that it was not so hot and it was not so windy. We have, as a city, used more water per day on average over the last 7 days than over the preceding 7 day period. Water usage has gone up from 582 million litres a day to 602 million litres a day, well above the target of 500 million litres a day. I did my normal sum, and this time factoring in the fact that the Patricia de Lille told me last week that the taps will no longer produce water when the dams are 13.5% full. We've previously been talking about 10% full. And you know, if one goes with the situation as it is, we have 135 days of water left, but that is not something on which we can rely, because we certainly are not going to have a weekly dam level change of minus 0.6 percentage points over the next few weeks. As it gets hotter and windier, as it will, then that figure is going to go up. And are we going to be able to reduce our consumption anywhere near 500 million litres a day? I remain very, 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 very sceptical of that. So that 135 days is simply a computational sum, and I suspect that the real day zero is considerably fewer than 135 days away. What can we do? There's an interesting suggestion from WWF, the freshwater program of WWF. Claudia Schachschneider is with that freshwater program. And Claudia, good afternoon. You are suggesting a Watershed Wednesday day for Wednesday week.
Yes, we are. Thank you very much for having me.
What would that involve?
Well, basically, the WWF is launching Watershed Wednesday on the 29th of November, and we challenge companies all over the Western Cape and also beyond to join us for a day of discomfort, basically, where we really minimalize our water use. And the idea is really to simulate a dry run of what it might feel like if we ever hit a day zero.
And what is WWF going to be doing that you hope? Because I forwarded this on to our facilities manager at our building, and he was very excited, and we're certainly going to be doing it here. What exactly are we and you going to be doing on the 29th?
Well, I'm going to speak from our own offices. We are going to observe Watershed Wednesday by, well, firstly telling our staff to please come in the clothes from the day before and to bring along a 2-liter bottle of water with and basically the allocation for the day, which you can use in any way you want to, but ideally you'd want to drink it. We will not have coffee or tea or conference water or the water coolers running for most of the business hours, except for a small lunch reprieve. And we're also going to switch off our urinals, use hand sanitizer, and basically turn our toilets into permission cubicles where if it's yellow, let it mellow, in order to really drive home that idea that these 87 liters that we're supposed to be using does not stop when you walk out of the door at home. You actually need to take those 87 liters with you wherever you go. And somehow, very often, people do not do that and rather kind of want to flush the toilet at the offices because it's a public space.
But that is something we've discussed on the radio a fair bit. And there is, I don't know, a kind of social resistance, a precedent resistance, a sort of traditional resistance to leaving a yellow loo when you walk out for somebody who might walk in, who might be a colleague, who might be a stranger visiting the building.
Absolutely. And I think it's really a kind of a code of cubicle conduct that we've been drilled into, because wherever you go, you close the door of your cubicle and you're going to see some notice in some form of please leave this cubicle in the way you'd like to find it. And it is obviously a very healthy and also respectful practice to do that. But right now, in a crisis like this, it's really juxtaposed against save as much as you can. And we'd really got to have to challenge and question ourselves if this is really doable and if some Capetonians are actually willing to go that far. And obviously some might not, but it might still add to a couple of the cubic meters of savings that we can get ourselves into here in Cape Town.
And you say all taps and urns at the WWF premises will be off limits for the day outside of an hour's reprieve between, I think you said, 12 noon and 1. Why that reprieve? Doesn't that risk undermining the impact because people might, during that hour, use all the water that they would otherwise have used if there'd been no Watershed Wednesday?
Well, yes, we have kind of debated that backwards and forwards a lot, and we've decided that for now this is what we're going to do, and then the idea as well is of that time of discomfort to then later on glean out from the staff what was actually doable, what was not doable, and also to kind of then crystallize out the kind of water-saving steps that the office itself is willing to do in the long run. So this is, in one part, learning to deal with the crisis. What does it feel like? Would you like to avoid it or not? And then the other part is, what can we collectively in an office do to save water in the future? And yes, the reprieve was a heavily debated point. This is where we ended up for now in order to avoid people calling in sick for the day.
Yeah, I mean, two litres of water a day is surely enough. Some of that you can have as just a drink of water, and some of that should you choose. I mean, you said no coffee, no tea. But if you choose to use part of your 2 litre water allowance to put just a cup of tea's worth of water into a kettle and boil it, surely that's fine. But the point generally is 2 litres of water a day outside of the toilet situation is surely more than sufficient for the 8 or 9 hours that one spends at the office.
Absolutely, and I think that's exactly also part of the point that we're trying to make. You can always go to the kettle, you can heat up your coffee in the microwave, all these things are possible, but it's probably going to create a queue. People are going to have to wait, and even that in itself is a lesson that is worth experimenting with when day zero hits.
Look, I think it's a brilliant idea, Claudia, and as our facilities manager for our office likes it as well, and he's also going to talk to the building management so that perhaps the other offices, the other companies that also house themselves in this building follow suit. I think it's an excellent idea, and I hope a lot of people listening will take this back to their companies and say, let's also do Watershed Wednesday. Thank you very much to Claudia Schacht-Schneider of the WWF South Africa's Fresh Water Program. It's hashtag Watershed Wednesday if you want to find out more.